Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The text for our meditation today is the second lesson from Romans chapter 15. You're welcome to look at that reading with me again in your Bibles on page 805. In our Old Testament lesson for today, we hear of the people of Israel being in very bad shape as God looks at them. In fact, God is threatening through the prophet Isaiah destruction for both the northern and the southern kingdoms because of their sin and their rebellion against God. There was so much that was evil and wrong in the land at that time. Above all, they were following false gods rather than the one true God who had rescued them from slavery and brought them to the promised land and had given so many blessings to them. In fact, in prophecy, it's pictured as if they would be like a great forest that will be chopped down, every tree brought down, and there will only be stumps left. And that's the picture image of what is going to come if people will not repent and return to the Lord, even God's own people of Israel. Well, sometimes as we look at our world today, we might feel as if there's plenty of evil and sin and wickedness all around us in our world today as well. Many people going in the wrong direction instead of the right direction. Sometimes we might wonder, what hope is there for me and for my future? How bright can it be with the economy the way it is, with the job situation and concerns about the future and worries about various nations and their troubles and their difficulties? There are so many things we could be afraid of. Sometimes it's hard to have as much hope as we might or as we could. We aren't really stumps, but we might feel sometimes, oh, what's my future really going to be? But then God also, while he warns of the danger of sin and evil and the troubles it brings, also gives hope to his people. As we read in our Old Testament lesson, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord will be upon him. It's a picture of out of that stump will come one little shoot, and it has roots, and they will grow, and from that will be hope and blessing and a future for people. And the Spirit of God will be mightily at work in all of this. And of course, the Advent season is a time where we begin to see very clearly how those prophecies were fulfilled by God, particularly in the coming of his own Son, our Savior Jesus. He is the shoot, the scriptures say, the root of Jesse, from whom all the blessings of God will come to this world. And in our gospel lesson, we heard John the Baptist, part of that plan, preparing the way for Jesus, telling people the kingdom of heaven is near. God is bringing his heavenly blessings. Get ready and be prepared. And it would come through Jesus. And he says, I'm the voice of the one preparing the way for the Lord. It's the Lord himself who comes in that baby born in Bethlehem to be the Savior of the world. And Jesus obviously did come for that very purpose. We know that as we read through the New Testament. From beginning to end, it's about Jesus and what he did for us. His life, his saving work, a perfect life for us, his death on the cross, his mighty resurrection, his return then to heaven to give us the hope of everlasting life simply through faith in him as our Lord and our Savior. In the Old Testament lesson, there's that picture image of the wolf lying down with the lamb and snakes not hurting people anymore. It's a picture way of describing the peace that Jesus came to bring to this world. Obviously, he did not set up an earthly kingdom, but he does promise the kingdom of heaven, his presence with us day by day, and finally a place of perfect peace and of perfect joy. And again, our text for today from Romans is emphasizing through Paul that all of this is done and is centered in Jesus Christ. That's what the scriptures are about. And we read in that scripture passage, everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that by endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we too might have hope. Scriptures are pointing forward to Christ, teaching about him, and now announcing that he actually has come and God has done his saving work. And it speaks about scriptures showing us endurance. Think of how long people had to wait for the Savior to come. You read about people who had lots of troubles and struggles in their life, but they endured in faith. And the scriptures give us those examples of endurance, and they give us encouragement so that we have hope too. Hope especially now in Jesus and his completed work. And then we read, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus. God stands behind his word. He doesn't just say things, he does them. He completes them. Sometimes it goes slower than we might wish and desire. Coming of the Savior might seem to have taken a lot longer than maybe we think it should have. That was God's plan and his way, and every single promise was fulfilled in Jesus. And people are called to endure and wait for God's hope to be fulfilled, and to have trust then that God will keep all of his promises still for us today. And what Paul is emphasizing here is that it's not a vague kind of hope, a feeling that maybe God will come through for me. We know from the scriptures that he has. He has sent his Savior. He's fulfilled his promises. And so we have real and genuine confidence about our future in Jesus Christ. And Paul goes on then to say that it's for everyone, for Gentiles as well as Jewish people, because Christ came for all. And all the blessings that then come as people believe these things, trust Christ, and then work together for the sake of his kingdom. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement, again, it's God who helps us to have those things to keep going, even in a world where we have a lot of fears, to keep getting your degree, even though you wonder if you're going to get a job or not. Still got to keep at all of those things through endurance and the encouragement that God gives to you and to me. And may he give you also a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus. As we are united in Christ and realize what he's done for us, that pulls us together and makes us think of how we can help each other endure and have encouragement as well. And so Paul says, accept one another then as Christ accepted you in order to give your praise to God. Christ was willing to accept everyone. He died for all. He welcomed everyone into his kingdom. And again, we are called to be accepting and encouraging of one another, to help one another, that we might be hopeful Christian people in a world where there doesn't sometimes seem to be a lot of hope. All the promises have been confirmed, as Paul says. I tell you that Christ became a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth to confirm the promises made to the patriarchs, so that the Gentiles too may glorify God for his mercy. Jesus came exactly for the purpose of fulfilling God's word, doing the saving work. He confirms the truth of those promises and gives us then confidence that God will continue to fulfill his promises to us. And again, as Paul emphasizes, it's now for everyone, not just for one group or one kind of people, but for everyone in the world. And Paul quotes from the Old Testament, that even the Old Testament was pointing forward to this day, the coming of the Savior, and the good news not just for the nation of Israel, which would be helped and the Savior would come from them, but every single person of every single nation. And one of those quotations is from our Old Testament lesson. Paul is saying, in Jesus, this is exactly what the Old Testament was talking about. The root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations, and the Gentiles will hope in him. It's that hope in Jesus that is constantly being pointed to, and Paul does what he says. He uses Scripture. He says they're there for our encouragement and our help. So I'm going to use them and show you how that's what God's been talking about. That's his plan. That's how he has fulfilled it now in Christ. And that means that through Jesus, God's going to continue to keep his promises, and we can then live as hopeful people. And he ends this scripture by saying, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Again, there are days that are not joyful and peaceful for us. We have struggles and difficulties in our life. We may not feel very hopeful, but the encouragement is to keep looking to Christ, keep looking to the Scriptures. Remember last week we heard that Christ came to bring light to us, especially the light of God's Word. So we keep staying in that light of God's Word, then we find the hope that we really need to keep going, and a hope that pulls us together, encouraging one another, lifting up Christ. May the God of hope, the one who will give you that hope, fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him. Again, just keep trusting what God has promised. We've already seen how he's fulfilled so much already in Christ. He'll surely do the rest for us as his people, so that we may overflow with hope. That in this world where a lot of people don't seem to have much, we can have hope as we stand firm in Jesus. People might even be attracted to Christ when they ask us, "Why do you keep going? Why are you an encouraged person when everything looks so gloomy?" Because of Jesus Christ and the opportunity to be a witness for him. So that you may overflow with hope. And again, Paul ends by saying, it's not by your own power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's God who has at work from beginning to end, the Father who created all things and loved this world in spite of sin, the Father who had a rescue plan by sending his own Son into this world to be the Savior and give us hope and forgiveness, and the Father and the Son now sending the Holy Spirit, who will lead us and guide us back to the Scriptures, back to Christ, and encourage us that we might overflow with hope. Let us rise for prayer. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds safe and hopeful and confident in Jesus Christ and in the Word of the Scriptures. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd ask you now to join with me in confessing our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. If you're unfamiliar with it, you can find it on page 158 at the front, page 158 of your hymnals. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified,
who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We come to our Lord now with many special prayers, and you may be seated for this time of prayer. Lord our God, we ask your blessing upon all of us in this Advent season, that we may see and rejoice again in the coming of Christ to us, all that he has already completed, that gives us great hope for the future. Strengthen us through your word throughout this season, and in Christ our Savior above all. We ask your blessing for all of our students in this very busy time at the end of the semester. Help people to have a good dead week in preparation for finals. And then we pray that people may do their very best and reflect their knowledge in the final exams and other work that still needs to be done. Give your care and blessing, dear Lord. Be with those also in the midst of schoolwork, looking for jobs, applying for grad school, some trying to find more funding for their work or research, some trying to finish work soon. Again, give strength and endurance and encouragement to all of these students. We ask your blessing for many individuals who need your care at this time. We continue to pray for Tracy and others expecting children and pray that things will go well for them. We ask you to be with Laura Nelson's mother, Gloria, who's in the hospital and faces heart valve surgery this coming week. We pray that things will go well for her and that she might have healing. Be with a little child, Samuel, with a broken arm, Kevin awaiting tests. Bless Raymond as he has some ongoing problems, and we pray for treatments helping him. We pray for the nations, too, the troubles between North and South Korea, difficulties in Mexico and other nations. Care for people all over the world, dear Lord, and let the gospel reach more people. We ask your blessing for a number of people who've had plumbing and other problems where they live, quite a number of students who were displaced because of a fire at their apartment. Help all of these people at their time of disruption and give them hope even in the midst of their troubles. Be with some people trying to learn English better and help them. Bless some people leaving Purdue soon and care for them. We thank you that you were watching over someone in a serious auto accident so that he was not injured, and no one else was. We thank you for your care day by day, dear Lord. We ask you to be with a number of people who've had deaths in their family recently. Give them hope in Jesus. We ask you to be with a friend whose cancer is back and needs treatments. Care for that person and many others battling that disease and others. Continue to watch over Arlene in the hospital after a heart attack. There are so many others we think of, dear Lord. All of them we bring to you, trusting your promises and the hope we have in you. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.